This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Wowie Zowie, it's 7 after the hour. This is the DJV program. I'm so happy to be here with Jennifer and Victoria and Kara. I really am. It really makes my day. What a wonderful way to start the day. We were talking about people that we liked and folks we want to be around, and I really do enjoy. I think it sounds like we enjoy each other, even if we don't agree. Every once in a while, in a blue moon, I get ticked off at Jennifer, and I'd say the same at Victoria and Kara. That's part of life. That's how you know, with me anyway, that I love you. Because if I didn't care, I wouldn't.
Angry?
Well, not necessarily angry, but sometimes things are said, as I'm sure with you and me, if you hear something that I say, you get annoyed sometimes. But it's really a great relationship because we know how we respect each other and we don't get personal about it. And that's the great thing about knowing who your friends are, people that you can trust, if that makes any sense at all. You can tell people, I think it's very important in relationships to be able to tell people what you really think. And tell people stories about what's going on. The horror of being, we have a social relationship and a friendship and an on-air relationship, and all those things are different. We've got to keep them in their proper perspective. And there are things about your life that I don't want to know and need to know. Certainly, it's none of my business. But there are, when you're in a relationship with somebody, if you don't come clean, like I'm sure that Victoria and Lewis share everything. I'm sure that Jennifer Jeff. I was thinking Jim for whatever the reason. Share everything. Yeah. Well, I think you've got to in that circumstance. Otherwise, you can't. There's so many people that end up in broken relationships and broken families and stuff because they don't tell all to the other person. And there are always going to be questions. There are always going to be things that you need to get the answers to. So, anyway, that was going a little further than I thought I was going to at the beginning when I was just going to tell you all I loved you. But I think it's a good tone to set. Always be upfront with everybody. Otherwise, you're digging yourself a hole, and most of the time, you can't get out of it. So, all right, with those words of wisdom, Jennifer, what words of wisdom do you have for us as we start this hour?
Well, we know that there is a government shutdown. Gosh, for me in Los Angeles, it feels like everything's shut down or on strike because the teachers are still striking in Los Angeles, yeah. And of course the government shutdown. But there is a creative Arizona lawmaker who has decided to float an idea to see how this one works. How about getting the border wall built while maybe ensuring an unending funding source and putting 800,000 federal employees back to work? A state rep in Arizona has kind of a novel idea. He says, why not start a tax on pornography?
Hey!
This is a Republican, Gail Griffin. Gail's introduced a bill in the legislature that would require companies making or selling electronic devices in the state to install porn-blocking software. Then you make people pay $20 to access it after proving they're over 18. This is not just an idea. It's now become House Bill 2444, and it comes with a few sticking points. For one thing, it would seek to define pornography or obscene material appealing to prurient interests as the legislative language as that refers to it, and then regulate its accessibility. Now, any material that depicts or describes sexual activity in a patently offensive way by audio or visual representations would be subject to this law, though the bill does not specify who would get to decide what met that criteria, because your offensive is maybe not my offensive. And the bill isn't expected to get very far, but it is an interesting idea. It's pretty clearly unconstitutional, is what Mike Stable of the Free Speech Coalition said, which advocates for the adult entertainment industry. Hmm. But there are bills that have cropped up in other states, just like this one, including Virginia, Kentucky, Alabama, Utah, and the notion of funding a border wall with the money has come up. So how about that? You can do a little taxing on your adult viewing, and see if you can help national security at the same time.
All right, as long as you're talking about the shutdown, how is this government shutdown going to impact the Super Bowl if it still is going on? If this still is a problem, what in the world is going to happen? The Super Bowl is a week from Sunday, so this is the first time. This is, you know, is there any precedent for this? Apparently there was a government shutdown a couple of decades ago that affected it, but whether it's the who's going to attend, the feds showing up there, the FBI says nothing has been curtailed. We are fully operational. So what's the why
the
concern?
The real problem is that the TSA in Atlanta has that. When you hear the horror stories about TSA calling out, a lot of it has been centered around Atlanta and not other airports throughout the country. Atlanta seems to be having some trouble.
There are a real bunch of whiners. The TSA people. If you're going to get paid sooner or later. But this is a perfect. You know, this is what I feel about the TSA. This is a perfect. This for them, this seems to fit in. Every time I go through the TSA checkpoint, now it's every 10 days or 2 weeks, and I'm listening to the conversation going on. They're not talking about their job. They're talking about their pay. They're talking about when they're going to go to lunch. When do we have our next break? We have created a nightmare.
Isn't that what everyone at work talks about?
I don't talk about that.
We're paid to talk about stuff on the air. But I had a regular non-air job, then that's what everyone in an office talks about. Where are you going to go for lunch?
How long it's been since I had an office job.
It doesn't even matter what industry you're in. That's just what everybody does, whether it's the quote-unquote water cooler.
I'm not talking about your job and what we're going to do to fix the problems at the job.
People do talk about their jobs, but most of the time, you know, people do individual work, so you get your work done, and then when you take like a 2 second break or you pass by your coworkers, you don't always talk about work. Sometimes you ask how they are or if they want to get lunch together. Like, it's okay
hey,
for
Jennifer,
people to socialize. Want to
get lunch together?
Yeah,
I'll be
let's
back
go right
this
now.
Weekend. We're gonna have lunch this weekend.
Let's do
how
it.
About that?
I'm gonna be gone.
And you know
this
what?
Weekend,
I so. Think I should go. You're gonna be gone this weekend.
I'm going to be. I heard you were coming.
To me, I would love to have Doug be a TSA agent for one day. Just so you had a different perspective.
I'd send everybody to the clink.
Yeah, I know that you hate the TSA, and most travelers.
Anybody, but I don't like the TSA.
Okay. Saw me get sexually assaulted by one, so he's had a bad taste.
Right. Jennifer got felt up by.
That was so weird. That was the weirdest thing ever. This
and
woman.
And plus the fact, remember I told you the story about my phone. And what they did when I so don't.
All I'm saying is, I understand that you fly and people fly more than you do, and some hate the TSA and some say, oh, whatever, they're doing their job. I'm just saying it would be a very fun experiment to have you be a TSA agent for a day.
It would be.
Cover. So I guess the point here, other than the TSA, is that
because I'm too old.
The suspected problem with the Super Bowl, to answer your question, is that it probably is at the airport where people are getting in and out of town.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So anyway, we'll see how that all shakes out. The projected time frame for getting there, however, you ought to allow an extra day, probably. Or give yourself. Probably the most convenient way for Bostonians to get to Atlanta is just drive. Yeah, get on the plane. Just drive to Atlanta. That's all you can do. Atlanta, you can do in 12 hours easy. Go overnight.
I bet
From Boston to Atlanta, you can drive to Florida in 14 hours. So you ought to be able to drive to Atlanta in 10 or 12 hours. It's only. How many miles is it? Kara's always the person on the. Atlanta.
Wear diapers, you'll be fine.
Less than 1,000 miles to Atlanta. What? Wear diapers? Why? You can stop along the side of the road and do.
Oh.
On a second, Jennifer. What I love most about Victoria is her outrage.
My disgust.
When she's saying, All right, how many miles is it?
I was going to say, if you fly to Atlanta, though, you're dealing with the TSA in your home city, so it should be fine. It's just leaving is going to be a nightmare.
I'm seeing a little over 1,000 miles, like 1,086, but it's estimating like 17 hours.
Yeah.
No, 17.
Well, if you drive like Doug does, where you...
Yeah. How many times you're going to get pulled over, and then, you know, add that into your trip.
I get pulled over.
Okay. Yeah.
Sick. Listen to this. You hear this, ladies and gentlemen? I take back everything I said about friendship. Listen to the outrageous points of view being pointed at your friend, Uncle Dougie. All right, 16 after the hour. This is the DJV radio program.
You started a DIY project at home. Then you realize convenience isn't always easy. The why in DIY doesn't mean why is this so hard. At ADT, we DIFY, do it for you. We customize and install a secure smart home that you control from the palm of your hand or the sound of your voice. Smart security, designed and installed just for you with ADT. Visit ADT.com/smart to learn more. License information available at ADT.com. ADT, real protection.
Geico presents Unhelpful Home Improvement How-To's.
A slippery bathroom floor can result in expensive hospital bills. So today, I'll show you how to cushion a serious fall by filling your bathroom with thousands of plastic balls. Just nail a piece of plywood across the doorway and dump in 2,000 multicolored plastic balls.
You could try to protect yourself with a bathroom full of plastic balls, or you could get liability coverage through the Geico Insurance Agency. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When you're always on the go, what would you prefer? An office phone system?
Hey, it's Rochelle. Sorry I missed you earlier. Had an errand to run, but I'm back in the office, so give me a call when you get this.
Or one that works on your cell phone. No hardware needed, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Oh, one sec. It's a business call. Hi, this is Rochelle with WayForward Partners. How can I help?
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
When I have a cold sore, I want something that works.
Herpesinel penetrates deep to treat your cold sore, and it's enriched with lysine, vitamins, and lemon balm for soothing relief.
But even when I don't have a cold sore, I still want something that protects against a flare-up.
Herpesinel protects against certain triggers caused by the sun and cold, including flare-ups from sun damage with its added SPF 30 protection. So it treats and protects.
Works for me.
And me too.
Herpesinel works when you have a cold sore, works when you don't. Use as directed.
It either is or it isn't. When it comes down to it, that's all that really matters when choosing a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. It's either certified by Mercedes-Benz factory-trained technicians or it isn't. It's either backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years or it isn't. It's absolute confidence in 30,000 precision parts or it isn't. The Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event, now through February 28th, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Come in today and we'll help cover your first month's payment. Offer available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. There are those who settle for nothing less. For them, the choice is simple. It's either up to Mercedes-Benz standards, or it isn't. It's flawlessly maintained, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on credit towards your first month's payment and certified pre-owned warranties.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so Prince Philip is in the spotlight in the UK because he not only had the wreck last week, but then 2 days later he gets stopped for speeding and was given a ticket. Wasn't wearing a seatbelt. That was it, yeah. So anyway, the question now is, at 97, should he be allowed to drive? He was alone in the car, and that's a question and a half, I guess. I don't know whether that's ageism or not. British drivers are not required to pass a vision exam when they renew their licenses.
That's the way around it.
That's it, right,
yeah.
Exactly.
You'll fail if you don't take
the
it.
Royal
I
Society
think he's trying to kill himself. He's
for the prevention
accident.
Of accidents, say that the people who are most dangerous on the road are the youngsters. Yes, okay.
Right.
Maybe not. Mm. In this case, 21 after the hour.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Music, music, music time on the DJD program. Jennifer Victoria Kara with Harry Connick Jr. Crank this up, Kara, would you please?
I like it. With a yeah. Wink and a smile.
Wink and a smile. He's got a new gig, giving online piano lessons for playground sessions. A subscription app co-founded by Quincy Jones, in fact. The app costs $9 a month. Uses gamification techniques. Okay, I'm out. What's gamification?
It means like gaming.
Oh, okay.
It takes cues from gaming. Yeah, the way it's set up, yeah.
So this is how you get people to learn new instruments. For example, on the classic New Orleans standard, when the Saints go marching in, Connick assigns numbers to each musical note and encourages viewers to get through the song using that technique. Along the way, you get bonuses for making it through. Playground says the lessons play like a game. Play a note right, turns green. Play it wrong, turns red. You earn scores, rewards, and level up. Harry says, quote, I explain how the piano works, how reading music works. I take people from as basic as it possibly could get and then walk them through fundamental concepts of playing through intermediate and advanced concepts. You learn without realizing that you're actually learning. It's an exciting new frontier. I'm happy to be a part of it. This sort of reminds me when I took piano lessons. I was in the second grade, and the piano teacher used to have a ruler, and she wrapped my knuckles when I hit the wrong note.
This sounds so similar.
Hopefully this will be a little bit more fun. This sounds more like, I don't know, Guitar Hero for a piano to me, with the greens and reds when you get something right or wrong.
Mm. But no one actually learned how to play guitar, though, on Guitar Hero. Yeah. This, you can actually learn a skill.
So, the monthly subscription, members get a lesson and music from five popular songs. They make the choice. And then if you want more, it costs you $1.99. Connick is the first, well, not the first, but the most high profile of the instructors. But they'll probably bring in some more people. Depends on what they're being paid. Most people love music, he said, but know nothing about it. That's very true. You have to remember that if you break it down with the type of enthusiasm and verve that somebody like me has, it's possible to fire some of those synapses in people's brains, get them to think about it in a way they haven't thought before. I think that somebody said that to me or something similar to that when I went through on the air how really simple the scale is, and all music comes from these eight notes, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do, and sharps and flats. That's it. and amazing. Look at all the music ever since music. I don't even know. When was music discovered? Anybody know? This is a fabulous, be a great exercise. Go back in the history of music to find out when music, it's like, who made the first fire? What? Right? I mean, it's like, who sang the first song? Doesn't that make sense?
Well, I think they did it by accident, probably.
Yeah. I think percussion was probably the first group of instruments, and then possibly some string or wind after that.
Yeah. All right. Next up, musically, the Foo Fighters. I love saying that. The Foo Fighters, finding force fast and first. Like alliteration. The Foo Fighters announcing that their pre-Super Bowl concert in Atlanta will be live-streamed on the 2nd, which is the night before the Super Bowl, as most of you know. The band trumpeted that the Super Bowl Saturday night stream with Dave Grohl-directed short film. Be kind of fun. Inspired by the prison football film The Longest Yard. With the Foo Fighters cast as a bunch of gridiron outcasts dubbed the Jackalopes. Huh. Promo also features NFL commentators Kurt Menefee, Terry Bradshaw, and Michael... I don't even mention his last name.
Strahan.
The sold-out show from Atlanta's Atlantic Station will stream live via DirecTV's Twitter, as well as the audience network. I didn't know you could stream on Twitter. I thought you had to stream on Facebook. You can stream on Twitter?
No, Twitter streams, yep.
Really?
Huh. Yeah.
10:30 Eastern time it starts that night. Foo Fighters set to take the stage at 11 p.m. Aerosmith, Bruno Mars, Cardi B will be performing during the Super Bowl Music Fest prior to the big game as well. All better than Maroon 5, the halftime show. Oh, 28 after the hour on the DJV show.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-477-1551. 800-477-1551. 800-477-1551. That's 800-477-1551.
Medal of Honor recipient Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts of the 173rd Airborne Brigade speaks about the moment when the medevac landed to take him and other casualties to safety after a long battle in Afghanistan.
Medevac bird just comes in and lands right between us and the enemy. And, you know, guys are just pouring up from the vehicle patrol base to come, you know, take care of our casualties and reinforce the observation post.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Capitol Hill lawmakers will make an effort to reopen the federal government on Thursday. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has set two bills for a vote. The first will be on President Trump's proposal that includes $5.7 billion for his border wall. It also temporarily extends some protections to some immigrants. If it fails, the Senate will vote on the second proposal. This one will reopen the federal government for 3 weeks while the border security issues are debated. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer urges fellow senators to support the second measure.
Isn't there a way to get government services open first and then debate what we should do for border security? Well, now there's a way.
Both measures would require 60 votes to pass. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
We trust the power of artificial intelligence to do a lot for us. Recommend books, movies, find our perfect romantic match, even drive our cars. So why trust your investments to yesterday's technology? With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence technology has been giving traders and investors the advantage they need and better protect them from sudden downturns. Because unlike humans, Vantage Point is able to analyze massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decision at the right time. Our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 86% accuracy. Wouldn't you sleep better knowing your hard-earned capital is protected and growing thanks to Vantage Point? Stack the odds in your favor. Text DEMO to 411-411. That's D-E-M-O to 411-411. We'll send you a link to our free demo so you can kick off the new year in the black with Vantage Point software. Text DEMO to 411-411.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
I was about to say the DJV show, and my tongue got caught behind my eye teeth, and I couldn't see what I was saying. But now I can see the light. DJV time 34 after the hour. Victoria Keelan is here. Jennifer Horn is here. Kara Schill. Who does their show like that? They introduce one of these late-night shows and say, who's here? Who's here? Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan. All right. So anyway, Victoria,
yes.
Would you like to relieve my propensity to yak and
yes.
Tell us something that's important.
Yeah, so we've got a few little tidbits. So the first thing that we'll start out with is America the Beautiful, which is a gorgeous song. That has been that always performed at the Super Bowl before the national anthem. And so this year they have announced that Chloe and Halle will be performing the America the Beautiful at the Super Bowl. You just recently saw them, I think, Doug, right at the Aretha?
Yeah.
Show? Yeah.
Nothing much to say about them.
They're singing sisters. They're young. Yeah. They're up and coming. They're sort of known as Beyonce protégés. So, Kara and I were just saying off the air, we hope, because America the Beautiful is such a gorgeous song.
Great
on its own.
Song. Should
so,
be our
hopefully, they
anthem.
Won't overdo it.
Yeah.
Right. Hopefully,
well,
they'll just sing
everything
the song
at the Aretha concert. So, maybe somebody's gotten to them. Yeah.
Well,
it's not about you, girls. It's about the song, it's about the venue. About the Super Bowl, about the audience, not about you.
Hopefully okay. that will be a message okay. that's delivered,
right.
yes.
Yeah. Right.
In some other football-related news that's trending, the New Orleans Saints fans were so loud during the game against the Rams on Sunday during the playoffs that now they have to fix the Superdome. The Mercedes-Benz Superdome started crumbling, and there are really? Images that are now surfacing all across the internet where there are literally cracks in the foundation because of the vibration from the loud fans cheering. And so now in the off season that's they're going to have obnoxious. To start repairing the Mercedes-Benz Superdome. Now this is I don't know that they're quite as loud as the Seattle Seahawks fans though, cuz you know those fans are called the 12th man because they are so incredibly loud, and it's very difficult for any team to play against the Seahawks when they have a home game. And Houdat Nation also super loud. So much
Houdat
so
Nation?
To crack. Yep, Houdat Nation. So
there you go.
Cracking the ceiling. And then finally, in a little bit of new, other football news that's been kind of been tossed around for the last couple of days is since the call that was never made, the New Orleans Saints owner, Gail Benson, has said that she has vowed to work with the NFL until some changes are put in place, and so that teams will not have anything like that. It was a very, very controversial moment, and not penalizing that hit, some would argue, could have completely changed the trajectory of the game, and that the Saints may have been robbed a Super Bowl appearance. It does sound like a lot of sour grapes, even though I am a Saints fan, but there are legitimate, I think, reasons for changing some of the rules in the NFL for the next season. So she has issued a statement saying they were obviously very disappointed, but that no team should be robbed of that chance to go to the Super Bowl. So,
how many women owners of teams are there in the football and any sport, big professional sport?
Is she the only
Remember,
one in
well,
football?
It used to be Roy Kroc's wife, when he died, took ownership of the L.A. team.
Mm-hmm.
Whichever one it was, I can't remember which one it was. And she owned it was very
valuable.
Was the Rams? Yeah, it was. You're right, Jennifer. And it was at the time. I remember when she passed, the team value was like $350 million or something. Those teams are now well into the billions of dollars in value. You saw the story. We talked about Jerry Jones buying a $250 million yacht.
Yeah.
the players or whoever, I don't know, everybody got their panties in a wad about that. But there's Kraft here who was a wealthy businessman. That's how he bought into them. I think he paid $180 million or something for the Patriots back how many years ago? 20 some odd years ago from the Sullivan family.
He's gotten a good return on that investment.
That investment was worth almost that franchise was worth almost $2 billion now.
Yeah, exactly.
Can you imagine?
Smart business move. Yeah.
Woof. Why? Woof. All right, some other things going on in the international focus here. At the international desk, story of a Chinese scientist named He Zhangkui, who was in trouble last week and apparently in more trouble this week because he created gene-edited babies. You heard this story?
I did, actually. I didn't read it, but I heard it.
Yeah, and so apparently, I think the news here is that the Chinese are sympathetic to this. The outcry now, the ethical boundaries that have been broken because of this guy and what he did and the international outrage, the Chinese apparently are responding to that. He used gene editing technology to alter embryonic genes of twin girls that were born this month. So the ethics of it, the safety of it, the Chinese scientists condemned it, international scientists condemned it, and so authorities now have taken him out of his job. You know what happens in China when you do something the government doesn't like? You disappear. I'm betting this guy is going to disappear. Gone.
Well, that would also be a huge waste of a... Now, I don't agree with what he did, but I think that they'll probably keep him in a dark room making him work on government secret stuff.
Yeah,
I don't know if they'll just kill him.
Did you also hear that there is somebody looking into whether the landing on the moon was a hoax? The Chinese say they landed on the dark side of the moon, but nobody could prove it.
Oh, the dark side of the moon, yeah.
Because you can't see it.
I heard it was, actually.
Yeah. It was done in the same studio as the landing on the moon that O.J. Simpson, you know, remember that? Okay. All right, I'll stop, Jennifer. If you must tell me to stop, I will stop at the moment, which is 41 minutes after the hour here in the DJV show. Coming up, a focus, speaking of work this Chinese scientist was doing, we're going to talk about birth problems, birth defects, that sort of thing. All right, next up, that focus, Dr. Scott Adzik will join us here on the DJV show.
GEICO presents Unhelpful Home Improvement How-Tos.
A slippery bathroom floor can result in expensive hospital bills. So today, I'll show you how to cushion a serious fall by filling your bathroom with thousands of plastic balls. Just nail a piece of plywood across the doorway and dump in 2,000 multicolored plastic balls.
You could try to protect yourself with a bathroom full of plastic balls, or you could get liability coverage through the GEICO Insurance Agency. Visit GEICO.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When a client calls, what do you want them to hear? Your personal voicemail?
Hey, you've reached Greg's cell phone. I'm away right now, obviously. Leave a message and maybe I'll get back to you.
Or something a little more buttoned up, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Thanks for calling Green Landscaping. To make an appointment, dial 1. For billing, dial 2. To speak with Greg Smith, dial 3.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
Get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Doing business like a CEO while saving like a CFO.
Staples has all the supplies you need to run your business like a boss at prices that'll make your bookkeeper smile.
Now that is an achievement.
Everything from paper to pens.
And right now, save over 50% on a case of Staples multipurpose paper. Now only $27.99. But hurry, this offer's good this week only.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store. Ends 1/26/19 in store only. Valid on SKU 513096.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
My dad is a proud doer, always building, repairing, or maintaining something. He relies on Craftsman tools, and I do the same. Today, Craftsman Mechanics tools, metal storage, and lighting are available from your favorite retailers. But that's only the beginning. A full line of retooled and refined products are on the way. Find your favorite store at Craftsman.com, and stay tuned for more big news from this trusted American brand.
You started a DIY project at home. Then you realize convenience isn't always easy. The why in DIY doesn't mean why is this so hard. At ADT, we DIFY, do it for you. We customize and install a secure smart home that you control from the palm of your hand or the sound of your voice. Smart security, designed and installed just for you with ADT. Visit ADT.com/smart to learn more. License information available at ADT.com. ADT, real protection.
44 after the hour here on the DJV program, Dr. Scott Adzik is the Surgeon in Chief at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, the Director of the Hospital Center for Fetal Diagnosis and Treatment. It's the largest and most comprehensive fetal program in the world. So expectant mothers, as you can imagine, go there from all over the United States and countries all over the world. So let's bring ourselves up to date, because with the new technology, new work being done, fetal surgery can save, apparently, and improve the lives of lots of children around the world. January is Birth Defects Awareness Month, Dr. Adzik, so it's appropriate for us to have this discussion with you. One in every 33 babies is born with a birth defect. Is that right?
That's right, Doug. Birth defects are incredibly common. As you, the math is one in every 33 babies is born with a birth defect. They're costly. Billions of dollars are required for medical treatment. Birth defects are merciless. No parent is immune. They're mysterious. Most causes of birth defects are unknown, overlooked in my view, and research is underfunded, and they're deadly, the leading cause of infant mortality. So about 150,000 babies are born in the U.S. each year with birth defects, many with conditions so rare, most parents and even some clinicians have never heard of them. So too often these families aren't made aware of the treatments available at our Center for Fetal Diagnosis and Treatment, and they're left feeling overwhelmed with few options.
So how is the problem different now than it was, let's say, 10 years ago, or as long as you've been practicing? Let's go back to what your own experience is. How great is the problem, or how much greater is the problem now than it might have been 20, 30 years ago?
Well, I'm a pediatric and fetal surgeon. I've been doing this since the early 80s, so for quite some time. And back then, maternal fetal ultrasound in the early 80s was just coming to the fore and now is very sophisticated. In addition, we have techniques such as fetal MRI, which we invented at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, so you can actually do an MRI on a fetus to look for structural birth defects. And then new techniques in genetic analysis, non-invasive prenatal testing, NIPT for short, allows one to take a blood sample from the pregnant mother, and there are a few pieces of fetal DNA and a few fetal cells in maternal blood that leak across the placenta, and we can now find those cells and do genetic analysis, so that may help to minimize the need for techniques such as amniocentesis. So a lot has changed.
So let's focus on the mothers who are pregnant or maybe would-be mothers. How would they know? What sort of thing do they know, or does their doctor, pediatrician, gynecologist, how do they know that they need to do the things that you're talking about and that you've led the country in discovering, in fact?
Well, now on a routine basis, at least in the United States, an ultrasound anatomic scan is done at 18 to 20 weeks gestation, and usually structural birth defects can be found at that point. There are also maternal blood tests like alpha fetal protein, that if that level is elevated, that can be a marker for problems. And also if the mother is, say, large for dates and has an increased amount of amniotic fluid around the fetus, that can get her plugged into getting an ultrasound. So most anatomic and genetic birth defects can now be diagnosed before birth.
All right. Now, this is a spoiler alert for those. There have been a few people that have seen that movie that was up for, we were just talking about it here a minute ago, up for an Oscar called Roma. And one of the subplots is the lady who is the main character has a baby born dead. And I'm wondering if this isn't going to, for the obvious reasons, call more attention to the kind of things that you're talking about here, because this is a problem, the more sophisticated we get, the more of these problems we can save or solve, right?
Right. I don't know what the specific problem was with that baby for an in utero fetal demise, or IUFD, but perhaps that could have been avoided if a diagnosis was made before birth by ultrasound.
All right. So I don't know. Here's where to go. I just want to send people to the right website, fetalsurgery.chop.edu. That's fetalsurgery.chop.edu. For those mothers or would-be mothers or people that are closest, this is something that you ought to know about. It's very important work being done. fetalsurgery.chop.edu. Thanks very much to Dr. Scott Adzik, the Surgeon-in-Chief at Children's Hospital in Philadelphia, here on the DJV Show, 10 before the hour.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Campbell Brown is the Vice President of Global News Partnerships at Facebook. She leads a team responsible for helping news organizations and people who are in the journalism business around the world work more closely and effectively with Facebook. So what kind of a challenge is that, Campbell? You're known in the news community, been around, I'm not going to say for a long time because that doesn't sound good. Don't ever.
But it's true,
woman.
Though, Doug. Let's be honest. It's true.
Well, you've been around. I've been around,
yeah,
too, but
I've been around.
Anyway, I've been around. So, Facebook is investing a lot of money in news programs, partnerships, that sort of thing. Why are they doing that? What are you doing there?
Yeah. Well, look, community is really important to us, and we want people to have news and information about their community, about where they live, whether it's on Facebook or off Facebook. And I don't have to tell you, journalism is in a tough place right now. I mean, the media is going through this massive transition in terms of the business and what it's going to look like in the future. So we feel like local journalism, especially because smaller news organizations don't always have the resources big national news organizations do. We feel like this is a really smart place to invest because local reporters, you know, they're not just out covering their community. They're part of their community. People know them. They feel like they know them. In many cases, they do know them. And so they have a level of trust that is really kind of unique in this day and age. And so whatever we can do at Facebook to really support local news and help ensure that it's on stable footing, I think is incredibly, incredibly important.
All right. So how does this help? I'm looking at both sides of this. Facebook has more presence, so that's good. Local people spreading things. But
to go back to what you said a minute or two ago about journalism and the news media being in a sort of a troubling time, mostly it's because people are too busy telling folks like you and me and the average person what they think in an era or an arena that ought to be based on the truth, well, not even the truth, but facts. Well, you and I grew up in the news media as a factual. It was all about Walter Cronkite said, and there's this is the news, the Huntley Brinkley Report. This is the news. And so now we don't really have the news. We kind of have the news, but we kind of have lots of opinion. So how does that inveigle its way into the Facebook presentations and partnerships that you're putting forth here as we move ahead?
Yeah, well, this is an incredibly important point, and it goes to some of the financial struggles that I think news organizations are having. I mean, opinion and sort of these talk fests where you have people just expressing their opinions are you know, it's cheaper to produce than it is for journalists to go out and do the really hard work of investigating, you know, and reporting on events as they're happening and delivering, as you say, the facts in sort of that old school way where I think you and I came from. Yeah. And so that costs money. And it, you know, in times when news organizations are really strapped financially, we think that we can do a lot to step up and help invest. So one of the areas we're really focused on is like partnering with news organizations to try to make sure their businesses are secure so they can pay to do that kind of reporting that I think is so crucial to address exactly what you're talking about. You know, in this age of misinformation and people not having trust in the media, we want to do everything we can, you know, on our platform, addressing the challenges we've had, but also with news organizations to make sure they can still do great journalism.
All right, so how do you decide who's going to get the dough or support?
Well, we are focused on local because I do think, you know, they don't have the same money, technology, resources
right.
that the big news
organizations. But who do you go to when you say, I got that from what you said before, but what is there about the, how do you determine which of the local people might be entitled to get this help?
So we started last year with a couple of pilot programs with just like 14 news organizations where we experimented with lots of new ideas that were intended to be great for their business. And then we're also looking at nonprofits because a lot of nonprofits are doing great work where they're trying to actually put journalists in communities where they don't have a local paper and that they, you know, can cover the community and give people basic information about what's happening in the place they live.
All right. So you got the Facebook presentation is going to help them, it's going to help locals. So how do we get to Facebook, to the right place at Facebook, to find out how we might get closer to the money?
Okay. Go to Facebook.com/Facebook Journalism Project.
Campbell Brown, Vice President of Global News Partnerships at Facebook. Great to have you here on the DJV program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.